If you're looking for a play that will put a proud Hoosier smile on your face, look no further than the Indiana Festival Theater's The Gentleman from Indiana. James Still's play, based on the first big success of Indiana's Booth Tarkington, offers a look at a small-town Indiana around the turn of the 20th century. Frederick Stone as the dry old Tom Martin and Maya Ferrario as the warmer Miss Selina Gibbs are our guides, but every one of the colorful characters of Flatville, Indiana, chime in with amusing comments and insights. And yes, Kentucky does get a bit of gentle ribbing. As the play begins, a somewhat reluctant John Harkless, Zachary Spicer, arrives in town. Harkless is a bit of a Pied Piper. He makes the town's handyman, Jen Gibbs, Ian Martin, into a reporter, and with the promise of a job as a copy editor, reforms the town's drunk, Fisby, Henry Warrenitz. With this staff, Harkless sets about to lead the town's failing newspaper. Success follows success as the young man from the East learns and comes to value the town and its people. At an evening educational, Harkless is spotted by Helen Sherwood, Amanda Catania. Later, as she sings a Stephen Foster song, Harkless is captivated and wants to profess love, but Helen offers only gratitude. Harkless's editorials stir up trouble, and he becomes a bit of a hero and the target of a local KKK-style group called the White Hats. Despite the efforts of the Flatville town to protect him, Harkless is seriously wounded, and he winds up in a boxcar in a distant town. As he convalesces with the support of old friend Tom Meredith, John Putz, Helen takes over the newspaper. Helen's been adopted away from her alcoholic father, Fisby, by the Sherwood family, and forced to take her name. As the editor of the paper, in gratitude for Harkless's rescue of her father, she proudly signs her columns H. Fisby. The convalescing Harkless assumes she's a man and imagines her as a bold six-footer. Meanwhile, there's political trouble back in Flatville. The evil political boss Rodney McCune, Whit Emerson, is running for Congress, and the local candidate doesn't appear to be a strong contender. Helen contrives to create a secret grassroots campaign for Harkless. It's so secret that he's totally fooled, and a furious Harkless returns to Flatville. As he arrives to put things right, he's greeted by a political rally to nominate him, and a Helen finally ready to accept and return his love. The Gentleman from Indiana is skillfully directed and orchestrated by Dale McFadden. It's a charming piece of well-executed theater with interesting characters, snappy dialogue, a nice love story, and a rousing climax. Zachary Spicer is quite perfect as the raw-boned John Harkless. Amanda Catania is a glittering charmer as Helen. All the other actors do a lovely job of making the small town come to vibrant life. Final performances of The Gentleman from Indiana at the IU Festival Theater are this Tuesday the 21st, Thursday the 23rd, and Saturday the 25th. If you haven't already seen the repertory company in Shakespeare's As You Like It, there are still chances Wednesday the 22nd, Friday the 24th, and a matinee on Saturday the 25th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.